Just in, as a matter of preface to the shmooz, I don't look at the Chidushi Alev or any of the Rashiva shmoozim when I'm preparing a shmooz, because it would stifle me. Any maramokum that the Rashiva said on, I wouldn't even be able to begin thinking about. So I prepared this shmooz, and I said it over, which I tried to do. I said it over to Rabbi Pam, and he said, the Rashiva has a shmooz. After I finished, the Rashiva has a shmooz here. I said, don't tell me what it is. Afterwards, I looked at the Chidushi Alev, and there is a very strong resemblance. There's a little bit different. I took one seer from the Rashiva, added it on to help the Koach HaTzir. And the Rashiva Shmuz was a little bit more specific. I'll let you know what it is. And Bez Hashem on Shabbos will extend. Rashiva went off on a whole different direction as well that we won't have time for now. But this Shmuz, I'm saying this is mine, and I'll say a little bit, I think, what the Rashiva added. And then Rashiva went off to say a lot of Chidushim based on this, but I'm not going that far. Okay, so just to begin, the psukim in this week's parasha, Veivesius, is the fifth of the Lishoni Geula. Veivesius chem el ha'aretz asher nasasi es yadi lasei sos el Avram liyitzhak v'yaakov. I'll take you into the land that I was going to give to your forefathers. Nasati oso lachem morashani Hashem, and I'll give it to them. And Asati Os, I'll give the land to them. So I'm thinking, you know, as you try and learn the sugya, you try and see what impressions you have as you're learning up the psukim. So Vevesi Eschem, and I'll take you. I assume it's the same promise that was given to Avram Yitzchak. This is it's hard to know who the Ribbono Shel Olam meant. I'll take you. It meant Bnei Yisrael, but exactly when doesn't say. So it could be any time in the history of Klal Yisrael. Vayidarbe Moshe Kein El Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe repeated this to Bnei Yisrael. Velo Shamu El Moshe, they did not listen to Moshe. Mikotzer Ruach, which shortened wind, whatever that means, and Mevoda Kasha. So Rashi says, Lo Shamu El Moshe, Lo Kiblu Tankumen, they did not accept his words of Nechama. Because the Chora, you can imagine they've been in Shibud Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. So you can imagine Moshe Rabbeinu saying that, you know, Hashem says, I'm going to take you out and bring you into Eretz Yisrael. And Lo Kiblu Tankumen, they didn't listen to Moshe. What's the fact they didn't listen? They didn't hear Moshe. They couldn't hear. They could hear. The fact that they heard, but they were not Mekabel. Mikotzer Ruach, Kol Mishehu Meitzar, whoever is oppressed, Rucho Unishimaso Ktara, his wind and his breath are short. Veno Yocho Laharech Nishimaso, he can't breathe relaxed. You know, breathe in, you know, breathe deeply. You can't do that when you're really pressed, stressed, and you really oppressed. You just can't, you don't take these deep breaths. That's why everyone says, relax, take a deep breath. You take a deep breath when you're relaxed, when you're oppressed. Stressed out, the chule, you can't. So that's pshat b'kotzer ruach. You see, the Sitz Chaim says it beferish. The first one, u'shmiya zu loshen kabolahu. What's a lomar? Shenesiyayishu minagula. They were totally miyayish. They gave up on being exiled. L'fisha savru. They thought sheyefshir legolam. It's not possible to be redeemed. Misham me'avoda kasha kazu, from this kind of avoda. Vel Moshe, what does it mean? Lo Shamo El Moshe, Pirusha El Tanhumen Moshe. They weren't makabel from the Tanhumen, the comfort that Moshe offered. Next one, what does it mean? Veni Yochel Laharach Menishimaso, Vavakilu Nechdav, as if the pasuk said, Velo Shamo El Moshe, they did not listen to Moshe, Mitzara Gedola, from the great Tzara, Umeavoda Kasha, and from the hard work. Ella, but rather, b'shvil zeh nokam mikotzer ruach. This is why it said kotzer ruach. The derech shel meitzer lios neshimos uktara. It's the derech of someone who's oppressed to have shortness of breath. B'kasha, So if that's the pshat, that it doesn't mean that they didn't listen to Moshe because they were short of breath. Short of breath was only a symptom of what the problem was. The problem was they were oppressed. And oppressed people have kotzer ruach. And that's what the pasuk means, that they didn't listen to Moshe mikotzer ruach. It's not because they were shortened of breath before they couldn't listen to Moshe. But people who are shortened of breath are oppressed people. That's what the pasuk means. So he has a kasha. Din kain, we have other kasha lamali. So why does it need to say me'avod kasha? The manushach. If you're not saying the real reason, just the symptom of the reason, so why is it afterwards say avod kasha? Hari belashon mikotzer ruach. From the lashon of mikotzer ruach, mashmor kach. The mashmos is b'shvil avod kasha shoysim utelas aleihem, because of the avod kasha that was placed on them. Lahu yishomim lem. That's why they didn't listen. The Yerulomar, so he says, Kishnei Dvarim Heim Shloshama. There are two things they didn't listen to. Ha'echad, the first one, Mikotzer Ruach. The first is Kotzer Ruach. Shayudogim, they were worried al malacha, on the work, Shem Tzrichim Lasus, on the work they had to do. So they were worried about all the work. My gosh, you come into your desk and you have a pile of work. It's a 50-page report I have to write. And I'm stacked up. I'm backed up. I'm so worried. V'chol mishu mechashev al dover kasha, whoever is thinking about something that's very difficult, hu doeg, he's very worried, umeitzer lo, and he's oppressed, neshamaso k'tara, and he has shortened the breath. That's good to know. If someone has major project, work ahead of them, he's not going to be relaxed. That's just nature. Teva. V'gam otzi b'acheres. And there's another reason. Mi'avod kasha. There's also mi'avod kasha. Shayu chalosh, and they were weak. Lo hayadaitam yusheves aleihem. And their das was not relaxed. It was not their usual way. U'lekach, and therefore lo shem aleihem. That's why they couldn't listen. Gur Aryeh quotes the Gur Aryeh. So you get the impression, and this I did, that it's almost like Eini Yachol. You know, it was together, you know, they couldn't. They couldn't listen to Moshe because of this Kotzer Ruach and Avodah Kasha. There were two segments, two aspects, two components to their lives. One is that they had such hard work to do. So in Mela, you have hard work ahead of you. And the other thing is, Pashit, like more simple pshat, is that they were just weak from all the works. They also, Daitem was not Miyusheves Aleihem. Then I saw this Sefarno. The Pasuk says, V'havesi eschem el ha'aretz. And the Sefarno says, Kasha tisbonenu, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking, to Moshe, like a message to Klal Yisrael, Kasha Tisponu, because that, when you think about all this, and these were the prior psukim, I didn't cop that, you know, write down, right, the Gama Kimosi is Brisi Itam, Gamani Shemati is Nakas Me Yisrael, Lachin Emel Me Yisrael, Ni Hashem, Votseisi is Nemitacha Sivus Mitzrayim, I'll take them out. Lakachti eschem li la'am, vidatem kini Hashem, alokeichem hamotzi eschem itachas on Mitzrayim, veivesi eschem. So Hashem is giving them this message, kasher tisbonenu, what's that, veivesi and kasher tisbonenu, because when you think about all this, tiruyim, you'll be roi, sha'avi'achem el aretz, that I will bring you to the land, the promised land, v'tenenu lechem, I'll give it to you. Below Shamu al Moshe. So from that Sephorno I see that he's talking to them. Hashem is talking, Hashem Tisbonu, when you will be Mizbonu. He's not talking about the future Doris. Kasher Tisbonu, because there to Yeruyim. If you don't think that's the Pshat, it's Beferish in the next Sephorno. Below Shamu al Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe. Lizbonin because they were not Lizbonin. They didn't listen, they weren't misbonim to have bitachon in the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachshir lehem tzedakah, and it would be considered something very chashiv, it would be considered very righteous on their part, kinyan b'Avram, like by Avram, when Avram expressed his bitachon in Hashem. V'chein, and similarly, lot niskayim b'hem, I'm not similarly, it is therefore, v'chein, therefore, lo niskayim b'hem, therefore it was not mekuyim in them, v'nasati osolachem, I didn't give the land to them, aval nitna livneyem, but rather it was given to their children. Nikot zeruach, kilo nemana es kel rucham, they didn't believe in Hashem, lo nitnu lev lesponen, they did not give their heart to think about it, umiavod akasha, kilulei avod akasha, if not for the hard work, how you know them, lave the different Moshe, they would have given their heart to Moshe. Vayu mevinin mitainosav, they would have understood from his tainas shavroy leftoach, as kedai to be boteach b'Hashem. So it struck me. It seems like a tremendous chiddush. Here, it almost seems from the Rashi, the Sisachamim, and the Sefarno that the Kotzer Ruach and Mother Kasher was overwhelming. It mamish almost it's begeder ones, certainly maybe more ones gadol. It's mamish begeder any yachol. Just learning that Gemara, any yachol lomar. You couldn't say fanat fanatam. You know, my any yachol. It's mamish. It seems like any yachol that they couldn't. So you see, like it's begeder ones that they couldn't do it, and yet nevertheless. The Sefarno says, the first Sefarno, Kasher Tisbonu, because that Yeruyim, Yeruyim Shalom is telling them when you'll be Misbonin, then you'll reach the Madrega of being Boteach in me, then I'll take you into Eretz Yisrael. Nebuch, they weren't able to do it, so it doesn't sound like it's a punishment, but they didn't do it, but it sounds like they were able to do it. That's what this one seems to be saying. That they're able to do it. How could they be able to do it? What about the Kotzer Ruach? What about the Avodah Kasha? It was mamish, it's Keneged HaTeva. And this, you're not talking about a Yachid, you're talking about a whole Klal Yisrael. You're not talking about, you know, a Lamed Vavnik who's going to be there, some Tzadikul who's, you know, going to carry the faith. This is the whole Am Yisrael. They could have been zocha to leave Mitzrayim. Okay, it would have been considered tzedakah. It would have been considered something that was like by Avraham Avinu. Yachshavah lehem tzedakah. But you see that the human being has the capacity, despite what seems like all odds, against the odds. I mean, it's the Chumash, the Gur Aryeh spells it out so articulately. Hayadogim amalacha shem tzrichim lasos kol mishu mechashav al dover kasha who doeg umeitzelo neshama ktsara. Kol me, every person, anyone that has a dover kasha, he's doeg and meitzelo neshama ktsara. And the avodah kasher hayu chaloshim lo yedaitem yushemes aleihem. Yet nevertheless, Klal Yisrael in its entirety could have overcome these odds and reached the madrega of being boteach b'Hashem. And it certainly there doesn't appear like there's any punishment. It's not Masha from the Sfarno, there's any punishment. He even goes out of his way to say Vayakshava lehem tzedakah. It would be considered a tzedakah. I mean, something almost like lefnimishur sadim, you know, extra, but yet they could have done it. They could have done it. I'm not talking about, you know, superhuman after superhuman. It was lechora, it was Al Pi Derech HaTeva, they could have done it. Not Al Pi Nes. Abiderech HaTeva, on their Madrega. We know that they were on the Memteh Shari Tumah in Mitzrayim. And yet, nevertheless, they could have brought themselves to this Darga, and they would have been Zocha, that generation, that door, to take them out of, to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Just one more tzir the Mesillas Yesharim brings down in the second parak. He says, "Vayrezu me ein atzas para rasha." This gufa was the eitz of Paro. She'amar tich baravod al anashim, to give them heavy work. She'y miskavin shlo levaj laniach lem revaklal. The vilti yitnu leiv or yasim eitz enegdo. Aside from the fact that they won't have any time to think about coming up with any kind of strategy against him, and he was trying to upset and distract their hearts mikolis bonus, from any kind of misbonus, mikolach hasmodus avoda, habildi mufsekis. Kain hi atas hayetzahara mamish, abnei adam. This is the strategy of the yetzahara. Ish mulchamahu, he's a warrior. Umelumad v'armimus, he's well versed in all the tricks. You cannot escape from him unless you are a insightful strategist, a tremendous hashgafa. So the Shtel Zachar, it wasn't just Stam that there was Avodah Kasha, it was all a planned attack, which is the plan of the Yetzirah, the Mesillas Yesharim quotes. It was a diabolical plan that they shouldn't be able to think about any type of escape, not think of any kind of grassroots movement for some type of escape. No salvation possible. It wasn't just accidental. And yet still, there was the ability for Klal Yisrael to rise above this. It's a tremendous, I mean, in terms of the application, Shabbat, there's a tremendous application, because we are stifled sometimes. There's begeder ones, I'm stressed out, it's hard, it's too hard, I can't get up this morning, I get up this morning, my whole life will be over, I'm going to collapse, and I wake up in the morning and I walk in, they turn out I'm trying to collapse, and I have to call out Sola and take me out. We're so stressed out. There's all this work ahead of me. We can't do it. We think we can't do it. And even if it's an onis, it could be an onis gomer. You know, imam is a real onis. And yet still we see that it's possible to overcome it, to somehow galvanize and summon with all of our kochos, summon the strength to overcome even the great stresses of life. Who doesn't have great stresses in their lives? We have great stresses in our lives. Adam le'amo yulad. That's what we're here for. It's not just, why did I have it? It's whatever reason. Everyone has a different stress. We have the stresses, but we can overcome them. It's a tremendous chizuk. We can overcome even the stresses that we have and summon up and galvanize our strength to be able to be active, to be participate in everything, and to reach the highest levels, the highest madregas that the Menzolchot mamish to go into Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. It's the one nekuda that the Reshiva stressed, which maybe with more hisponiness I would have come to also, but the Reshiva stressed the hisponiness aspect, that what would it have taken? Wouldn't even have been so much. He just needed his boniness. Just with his boniness, just thinking about it. It's not that there were any such magical tricks that they'd have to go do this and long term sessions. Just his boniness, just to think about it. Okay, and Paro worked it out that they shouldn't have time for his bonus, and they should be so thwarted. But still, they could have done it. Just with a little his bonus, they could have reached this madrega. So that, and then the Rashiva goes off on that. Maybe on Shabbos, will have a chance to develop the Rosh Hashanah Shmuz as well.